Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your new host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and I'm excited to be with you today and to highlight artists, arts organizations, and art programs that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. And today, my guest is my colleague at South Shore Arts, Jill Garcia. Hello, Jill.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for being on. I will tell listeners that you are my first hire as executive director at South Shore Arts. I promoted you to the position of director of education, but unlike me, you have a bit of a history with South Shore Arts. So perhaps you could start by telling our listeners your background in the arts and with South Shore Arts in particular.
Yes, of course, I would love to. I'm excited to be in the new role. I started here 3 years ago working in schools doing our Every Kid program where we serve over 3,500 kids throughout the school year. So that's a lot of fun. I've actively been involved in that for the past 3 years. As of a year ago, I took on the role of education coordinator, where I've continued to go in and work within the schools, working with the students. I've also had the pleasure of working with our Every Generation program where we're reaching out art experiences to adults in an older age bracket. I've had the pleasure of working with our TAB students, which is our high school kids, and our HSP, which is our Hammond Scholarship Program, where I get to work with fourth and fifth graders. I've been able to go into schools 2 days a week and work in a school doing an after-school art program. I've had the pleasure of working with summer camps, doing story hour, working with instructors here on site, and just doing educational role of a whole lot of everything in between that I didn't already list.
So we've kept you busy. And
yes.
What are you looking forward to in your new role as Director of Education?
Well, right now, I'm excited to. I've been fulfilling the responsibilities of the Director of Education since January 1st. I was able to take the role over April 1st officially, and I'm thrilled to be doing that. My focus has been on spring classes, and currently those are all going, and we're excited to jump into summer. We're going to be doing a fantastic lineup of themed one-week summer camps that we're all really excited about. They're going to run for 1 week at a time, so starting June 9th all the way through July 28th. We've also got a variety of 4-, 6-, and 9-week classes available for all ages. There's really something for everybody to come and enjoy.
Now, how can people register for all of our programs at South Shore Arts?
Sure. People can go online and register through our website. They can also reach out to me directly, Jill at SouthShoreArtsOnline.org. I can certainly register you, or you can call into our main number and we can get you registered that way.
And are there costs involved for participating?
Yes, of course. There are costs for classes. They range. We've got some really fun art summer camps. So specifically, we've got a Heroes and Sketches camp, a mini sculpture masters camp. There's a sketching safari. There's some really fun teen classes, a pottery throwdown we're excited about, some pottery mud masters. So all the prices vary depending upon which medium you would like to use, whether you're going to be working in mixed media or whether you're going to be working in the ceramic studio.
So no rest for you this summer?
Probably not, but that's okay.
Well, thank you, Jill, for joining me on Eye on the Arts Radio. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. We will be back next week to learn more about the arts in our region. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.